What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It was kind of weird because you were here, but it was also playing there, so I...
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it was weird for a second. But anyway.
Take it away, pretty...
Thanks, guys. All right, so I think this is something that Sedano is probably going to embrace way more than Cappy. Mm. The time has come for Tom Brady to get roasted to a crisp on live TV. And this time, it won't be playing football. Haha. I guess I need myself a little...
Hey now.
Netflix announced earlier this morning that the former Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback will be mercilessly mocked by an all-star lineup of athletes and comedians on the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady. It's going to be broadcast live on Sunday, May 5th at 5 p.m. our time on Netflix. So yeah, he's just going to get roasted old school style. And
who are the comedians?
Yeah, that's what I need to know. Who's the lineup?
I know that Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross are
okay,
going
well, to have Jeff Ross. You got to have the Roastmaster.
Hey, Jeff Ross, shout out to you, my brother.
On Passover.
Well, of course. Yeah. And listen, you know he's listening right now because... Yeah.
He always listens.
Everybody does.
Right.
They haven't announced the rest, but they said there will be many special guests. So I'm sure it's going to be like all the stars.
You know Peyton Manning's coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'll write him some good jokes.
Yeah. Peyton Manning could deliver them, too.
Yeah. And come to find out, we're going to have tickets to give away to this next Thursday.
Oh, that is
no
awesome.
Way.
Ticket Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Because it's at the Kia Forum.
Wow.
Can we go?
Wow.
Cappy, let's go.
That
you
sounds
know you
really cool.
Go see your boyfriend.
Oh, my God, Cappy, you would want to be there.
I would love
Tommy.
To go. Yeah. I would love to go. I got to go backstage, too.
Oh, here we go.
Got to say hello.
Who are you going to call for that one?
Let him know we're in the house.
Who are you going to call for that hookup?
I'll probably call Bob Kraft. You know?
Right.
Maybe your guy, Maz, will be there.
Maz Jobrani.
Maz Jobrani?
Yeah,
Maz Jobrani should definitely be there. Maz Jobrani should definitely be roasting Tom Brady.
Maybe he will.
There you have it. That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, just the 90 minutes from wherever you are. So, Cappy, I do want to get to the Dodgers, too, because I don't want to, like, neglect the fact that they're also in, like, a tailspin at the moment. So we'll get to that in a second. Mm. Because Chris is going to love that conversation because of something I saw earlier today on television.
But they...
Nice
guy, Dave.
Yeah, about him,
dip,
Cappy's guy.
Dip.
So, here's the difference in this series, okay? And it's why when Lindsay wants to talk about flipping the switch, here's why that doesn't work in this series. Because, yes, normally, Linz, against normal teams, LeBron and AD can bully almost any team because they're bigger, they're stronger. That's not the case with this team. You got a 7-footer who weighs 285 pounds, okay? And then you've got... you know, Aaron Gordon, who is big, strong, athletic, you know, he's got more athleticism at this stage than LeBron does. And that's not even mentioning Michael Porter Jr., who's not a great defender, but still a big, imposing figure. Like, you know, he's not like some small guy. But the other two, they can bully the Lakers in a way that the Lakers are used to bullying everyone else. And then the other part of the equation here is, and I think Crash Override kind of said this the best, we're literally at a point where we're relying on D'Lo. Like, the season is relying on D'Angelo Russell. And yes, and this is why, Cappy, when he was playing so well during the regular season, I said, okay, that's cool, but let me see what happens and, you know, past mid-April. Let me see how that looks, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, let me start off with D'Lo. So first of all, obviously the numbers were not really very good on Saturday at all. I mean, 6-for-20 from the field. 1-for-9 from three-point range. Didn't hit that first three and the only three until way later in the game. And yeah, you know what the problem is? It's not so much that you have LeBron and AD who you know what you're going to get from those guys. You're going to get max effort and you're going to get a lot of points from those two guys. So what you have to find is, and this is, I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know, but hold on for a second. Whether it's D'Lo, Rui, or Austin Reeves, one of those three guys has to have a significant scoring performance. Rui scored 7, D'Lo scored 13, and Austin Reeves scored 13. 13's not going to do it. In other words, you got to have AD go for 32, LeBron go for 27, and somebody else has to be in the 22 to 25-ish kind of a range. We assume that should be D'Lo, but it wasn't. And obviously a terrible shooting performance. But you know what, George? I'm glad you mentioned the other names on the Nuggets because most of us really think about Jokic and Murray. You think about those two guys, they're the superstars of the Nuggets. But when you throw in Gordon, Porter, and even really KCP, honestly, just 5-for-5, straight up. They're 5, our 5, 5-for-5, straight up. 5 alive. They're better.
Oh my God, it's not even close.
They're so much better.
Yeah.
And listen, You see, the problem is, and this is where we Laker fans, supporters, critics, observers, whatever you call yourself, you start to believe the hype. Down the stretch, they wind up winning, whatever, George, I don't remember what the exact numbers were, 14 of the last 20 or something like that. You know, they put together a bunch of wins. They get lucky breaks here and there that got them into the play-in so that they were playing the 8 seed, right? They didn't have to, or whatever it was, they didn't have to play from the 10 seed. And so we start to buy it. And then remember, when they beat New Orleans to go from the play-in to the playoffs, remember, New Orleans had Zion, who was having the night of his life. He left the game with 3 minutes and change to go. That was it. Game, set, match. And the Lakers still just kind of barely won against New Orleans. And by the way, look at New Orleans. Look at the effort that they put up yesterday without Zion against Oklahoma City, the number one seed. So they can still be competitive without their best player. The Lakers have their best players, but they can't be competitive against this Denver team. Now, hopefully I'm wrong.
Well, look, it boils down to that. It's those five guys that start the game and end the game. And when those five guys are on the floor, they're just hard to beat. I don't know if there's any team that can beat them right now with those five guys. And again, they're not as deep as they were last year because at least, you know, they had a super sub in Bruce Brown, right, who's not there this year. And even an older guy like Jeff Green because he was at least capable. I mean, DeAndre Jordan's out there giving them quality minutes the other night. I when DeAndre Jordan was out there, okay, and, you know, you and I love DeAndre Jordan because he engaged us in our push-up conversation when he was a Laker for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I saw him and I said, okay, this is the time they got to take advantage. And then I'm looking, I'm like, it's not happening. Like, no. I'm like, how is this happening? So as the game ends, I'm in the car driving from my home away from home, as you know, LAX. And I'm driving home, from my home away from home to home, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to 710 ESPN and Andy Kamenetsky, who's doing the post-game show. And Andy's enduring all these calls, which I'll get to later. But he's playing the audio from the press conferences, okay? Which to me as a listener is what I want to hear, mm-hmm. especially after a post game, after a playoff game, okay? I want to hear what the players and coaches are talking about, okay? So Trudell with the Lakers generally on the road is going to get those first questions, unless Jim Hill's in the house. But Trudell's generally going to get those first questions. And look, Trudell is going to ask a very fair question about something that transpired during the game. And I'm listening to this, and I'm like, yo, he's your team reporter. He's not playing gotcha, okay? And D'Angelo, like, gets, like, annoyed with Trudell about something that Trudell ended up being right about when he asked the question. And it just, like, it just made me think about all the things I've talked about with D'Angelo this year and the lack of maturity at times. I'm going to let you listen to the exchange.
Yeah, because I've not heard this. Let me take a listen. Yeah. Let me analyze myself.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So here, let's start with this, okay?
Yeah, I'm a little confused about the first part of it. Let me ask you a quick question. Yeah. You ready? So when you have Trudell asking him about what switched, what
right,
happened,
like when they went on their run, the Lakers went on their run.
And then D'Angelo, rather than saying, like, giving an answer, like, he kind of, just a little bit of tude, which is, well, like, I'm going to put it back on you. Was Jokic on the floor? Was he or was he not on the floor?
He was on the floor. Mike was right.
Okay, so Trudell was saying, yes, he was on the floor, and D'Angelo was saying, I don't think he was?
Correct.
Hmm.
So there's that. Okay. And then the second part of, like, with McMiniman, like, he makes this comment of, like, I don't remember the last time I had 20 shots, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, dude, like, what are you talking about? You had 20 shots 2 weeks ago. Literally, 2.5 weeks ago, you shot 22 shots, okay? Mm-hmm. And by the way, the second last game of the season, you shot 19. So, what are we talking about here? What are you trying to imply? That you're not getting enough looks when you're openly admitting that, I thought they were all good shots, except for, five or six of them. That's a quarter of your shots, man. What are we doing here? The lack of self-awareness and maturity to me at this stage at times is still astonishing to me.
You know what it reminds me of? It's kind of like when two NFL teams play and the quarterback of a particular NFL team's not really that good, So the defense says, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to stack the box. We're going to not allow you to run. And then we're going to force you, Mr. We don't think you're a good quarterback. We're going to try and force you to beat us throwing the football. We don't think you can do it. It's as if Denver's defense was, hey, you know what? AD's going to get his points. We know it. LeBron's going to get his points. We understand that. You know what? We just can't let D'Lo. And so, let him take as many shots as he wants because we think he's going to miss, as if he's Russell Westbrook out there. Hey, don't defend him. Stay off him. Encourage him to shoot. That's a lot of shots to take when you're ice cold the way he was. People say, well, shooters shoot. Well, yeah, guess what? Klay Thompson's a shooter. And when he was 0 for 10, finally Steph Curry was like, hey, man, okay, that's kind of enough. Okay, I think that's kind of enough. And just D'Lo didn't have it. I still am confused, though, about the Trudell's asking him the question, and D'Lo's got it wrong.
Yes, Mike was right. Mike was right.
That Jokic was off the floor when they made
Mike
a run?
Mike said that Jokic was on the floor. Okay. And D'Lo is saying, no, we made the run when he was off the floor. And Mike is 100% right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You did that. You made that run with Jokic playing.
Well, you talk about maturity. I'll just say this. If you're D'Angelo Russell, at this stage of the season, do you not know who Mike Trudell is?
Right.
Do you not know that he works for the team? Do you not know that he's trying to sugarcoat?
I mean, he has
question?
To know. He's one of Trudell's children. He's adopted children.
I mean, my goodness, bro. Help me out here. I mean, you can hear the way McMiniman is trying to ask the question.
Right, because he saw the interaction between him and Trudell. Right. He's trying to pacify the situation.
Dave's hey, listen, I want to ask you about having a really bad shooting night, but I'm trying to make it so that it's not so critical sounding.
Right, because clearly you're a little annoyed. Right.
Very annoyed.
All right, Cappy, coming up next, I want to get to Coach Ham and some of the comments he made in the postgame. But before that, we got two things. We got to talk about these Dodgers because this thing is insane at this point now. And we're going to play Radio Tinder. So 4:45 back to Lakers, promise, okay? So we'll get to that. Stick around, okay? This is the Waba Grill, Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour on 710 ESPN, presented by Waba Grill. Kids eat free. Be, at Waba Grill. Bring your kids for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. Restrictions apply, okay? So we've got that. Stick around. Lots to talk about. Dodgers, Tinder, back to Lakers next, 710 ESPN.
4:18 in the Southland Monday afternoon, Sedano and Cappy is on. On this day in 2003, the number one R&B song, Sean Paul, Get Busy. Cappy, get busy, yo.
You know I will.
By the way, we're going to get busy.
At 5:30, this mic.
When?
It turns on and off.
Shake that thing, George.
It's
wow.
Not that. It's like there's a loose thingamajig in here.
You know, it must be that.
Maybe.
Switch.
You can't even move it on the bass. You got to unplug it and plug it back in.
Yeah. I love Sean Paul, though.
No, I understand.
Shake those shoulders, Georgie boy. Look
just
at
give
those.
Me the line.
Hope everybody's watching the YouTube show. That's a move I've not seen you do before.
That's a little shimmy.
Yeah, it was a
shimmy.
Nice. Look at him go. Look at him.
5:30, the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off with Sliwa. 7 p.m. here, game two. What?
5:30 p.m. with Sliwa.
That's what I said.
Oh, 7 p.m. you mean the game. Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad.
My bad, y'all.
What did I say?
My bad.
Lakers Nuggets, game two, hear it on 7:10 a.m.
Jeez,
or in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app.
Defensive. I was doing the shimmy.
All right. It's the Waba Grill, Sedano and Cap, 4 p.m. hour. By the way, we missed the quiz on Friday because Cappy was the A.
I mean, Cappy.
He's
I
a know, horrific
right?
A.
God.
Right.
He's actually, why can't you be the A?
Why am I a horrific A, by the way? I mean,
come
doesn't
on,
the
Cappy.
Resume of 30 years speak for
I
itself?
Saw that on
why
Twitter.
Am I a horrific A?
So people were going with the bit.
Yeah.
And it's not really a bit with me, but,
yeah.
You know.
Right, right. I got you. Yeah,
and
right.
He's like, he writes to listeners
hey, hold on
Twitter.
Ready? It's a bit.
He used one that I've never even used.
Yeah, which is?
Resume speaks for itself.
Damn right
oh,
it does,
wow.
Brother.
That's right. Wow.
Well, you know why? Because Tim in the OC says that Morales has said on the record that Cappy is a horrific A.
I've said it
right,
to your
you just
face.
Said it to your face, right. Yeah. And your ear just now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Just because you say it doesn't make it right, and in this particular case, you couldn't be more wrong.
But in this particular case also,
yeah,
my opinion might matter on that, though.
Nah, in this case, your opinion sucks.
But that doesn't matter. What my opinion could suck in your opinion.
Yeah.
But if I really wanted to push it, we could make sure you're not the A anymore.
Well, I'm not the A. I'm the B.
Right, but when Sedano's not here.
Okay, so who's going to be the A?
We just let you play. Lindsay or DeAndre would be a better A, frankly.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that we should do that.
Okay, we can do that.
In fact, next time that Sedano's not here, 1,000%.
You just get very wordy for no reason.
I will be the B.
Don't you agree, George?
I will
Haven't
be the B.
Have you ever watched the Cappy Cast?
I haven't, actually.
Well, Lindsay, go deeper. Go deeper than the Cappy Cast. I mean,
he's going to go back to his San Diego
go
radio
to 20,
days. Yeah,
go to 20 year, go to New York. Go to wherever York. You want. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the
resume
speaks
different times, Cap.
Different times.
The resume speaks for itself.
Listen, for this show I'm talking about, the Sedano and Cap Extravaganza, 4 to 7 weekdays. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People, and this is my whole point, people know Cappy as Cappy.
Right.
When you become the A, you become less Cappy and more trying to be
more
like...
More Scott Kaplan.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, how
that's all you. That's all we're saying.
That's it. That's all.
If I need somebody
we need you to... You know how you always say, like, you can tell who is coming up to you based on how they address you in public?
Yep.
And, like, if it's Scott, it's your San Diego peeps.
Yep.
And if it's Cappy, it's your L.A. peeps.
Right.
Chris is saying, less Scott, more Cappy.
Right. Well, I'll tell you something. Yeah. Saturday night, I was out in a... I was seeing a band play, a buddy of mine's place.
The Foo's Fighters?
This is a different band, The Lost Prophets. And this buddy of mine, or this guy comes up to me, and he's wearing a Lakers hat. And he's like, Cappy. And I'm like, huh, now that's weird, because we're here in San Diego, but he's calling me Cappy, which means he's a 7'10 listener. And you know what he said to me? Down with Mason in Ireland. Up with Sedano and Cap.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be like that.
It doesn't have to be like that.
There was
well,
no
it's like
reason
I told
for
you, that guy Xander, who I met on my flight when I was taking my kids back home to Miami to see my mom for spring break, right, to my mom's. And the guys literally said to me, they said to Mateo, your dad and Cappy are awesome. They're the best on the station. And then Mateo looked at him like, okay, dude.
Okay.
What I was
saying.
Wait,
so I'm taking the blame. I'm taking the blame for the missed Wabo Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not a great A, apparently.
So we didn't do the pop quiz on Friday afternoon, which means we're going to do it today. But the content is still last week's content. So the question will be around last week's content. And if you win, you get dinner for your family from our friends at Wabo Grill, home of the Boom Boom Tacos.
Excellent.
Boom Boom Bam!
Yeah. And by the way, Cappy, it isn't a competition between us and Mason and Ireland, but we do kind of try to make it a competition as we get closer to Mandy season. So there is that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Mason has no chance of being involved, not even nominated for Bit of the Year.
I mean, it's the entire thing is going to be us and Momo for her nut milk.
I know, and then everybody wants John to get in for Bit of the Year because of the whole thing with the ChatGPT love letter to Lisa.
Plus you know the pie-eating contest, too.
Oh, the pie-eating contest was
good.
Well,
Mason could get in on the pie.
But Greg won.
That's true. Right, but remember, the best part of the entire pie competition was asking Mace when was the last time he'd had pie like that.
Yeah.
You know, and he said college, which I thought was funny.
Yeah. So. Cappy, when was the last time the Dodgers won a series?
When was the last time the Dodgers won a series?
Yeah.
It's been about, it's got to be like 2, 3, 4 series ago.
Correct.
I guess they played against
Well, it wasn't
Minnesota.
Last year in the playoffs,
four,
I know that.
Four,
I
mean. Four series ago, they have now dropped three straight, that's funny, three straight series the Dodgers have lost. And look, we talked about it, and it's early, I get it, it's still April, but there are some things that aren't looking so great. They're still in first place, a game ahead of those gutty little Padres, okay? It has not looked like what most people envision to start is a fair assessment, I would say.
Well, at 13 and 11, and a couple of things stick out. First of all, you know, people will talk about the bullpen. I would say get used to that conversation because that, I think, is going to be an ongoing conversation until perhaps you get to the trade deadline and they make some moves. I think the bullpen is a big concern. They give up a lot of runs.
Yep.
They give up a lot of walks. Yep. I think that's a legitimate concern. I would say that runners in scoring position and the lack of being able to drive in runs is a legitimate conversation to be having right now. And I guess, George, when you think about it, you know, there's been a lot of money spent, and I'm not sure through the first, call it 24 games, everybody's ecstatic about where that money went.
Well, Otani's been great. I don't think there's any question about that. Mookie's been great. Freddie Freeman has been good, although has tailed off a little bit of late. All three of them were on fire, like historic levels to start the season. But, you know, like Freddie's been okay, you know, by his standards. He's been pretty good. So, but the rest of that, the bottom of that lineup is not good. Their defense, although Gavin Lux made a nice play Saturday or Sunday, one of these days. I'm trying to remember. Was it Saturday?
It was a game he played in over the weekend.
How it was Saturday. He made a nice play.
Saturday.
But overall, their defense is not good. It's subpar. And you're right about the bullpen stuff. Like, it's there's more holes on this team than I think people anticipated, for sure.
You go back, though, to Friday night's game against the Mets,
mm-hmm.
and you look at that game and you go, well, wait a second here. You know, the amount of money that they spent on Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they went out and got him, and I asked that question from the very beginning because I really don't have an answer. The question I asked at the beginning is, how does it convert? You know, like if you take the best pitcher in Japan and you put him into Major League Baseball, what do we expect the same results that the guy got in Japan?
Mm.
I mean, I'll give him credit. 6 innings pitched, 7 hits, gave up 3 earned runs, had 9 strikeouts. But once you got past Yamamoto, and by the way, 3 runs, 4 runs, that's not insurmountable when you have the offense that the Dodgers have. But when you give up that amount of runs, and then you look at the rest of the bullpen and what they gave up, that's how it exploded from 4-9. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got through 6 innings, but he left with 4 runs on the board.
Yeah, I would say it's been a mixed bag. You know, he had obviously a rough first start. Then he had a couple of good starts. And then, you know, after that, he's been, like, average is what I would say.
Put it this way. He's not exactly blowing your socks off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's blowing some people's socks off because he's striking guys out. But he's also getting hit hard.
But he hasn't come over here, and I don't think that you would call him thus far dominant.
No.
So for what they spent and what they expected, and who knows what they might still ultimately get,
right?
But thus far, through 24 games and probably 4 or 5 starts, I don't know the exact number, but whatever it is, through 3-4 starts, he's not been great.
No. And when you pay a guy $300 million, you expect him to be great. So there is a learning curve. I'm on that, but I don't know how much longer that learning curve will exist in regards to the patience. So
what was the difference between like him and Otani? Otani's rookie year, he was
I have to look it up.
I know that he got rookie of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was
I don't know. I
didn't
see what his pitching numbers are though.
Yeah,
right.
I only saw his hitting, and I don't know. I feel like he had a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, hold on.
Actually, it's not a bad call. Go back and look at Otani's first 5 games as a pitcher.
Otani, hold on. I'd have to look at the game logs. Hold on. Let me see.
First 5 games for Otani as a pitcher versus first 5 games for Yamamoto as a pitcher.
Hold on. 2018.
By the way, Otani is such a monster. Like, when he hits a home run and he rounds first base, and you see how gigantic his shoulders and his chest are, you're like, look at this. I don't know why I never realized how gigantic he was with the Angels.
Yeah, he's humongous. Lindsay and Cappy, great point. Shohei Otani, why'd you laugh?
Because of how you said it.
It was a great point.
But you said it in a way like of transition, though.
Yeah.
You didn't have to stop down. I didn't do it on the air. It was just in here.
No, it was just funny, though.
Oh, I know.
I laughed because you laughed. So Otani's first 4 starts, okay? 6 innings, 3 earned runs, okay, in a win. 7 innings, no earned runs in a win. Then 2 innings, 3 earned runs in a loss. And then 4 earned runs in 5 1/3, no decision. So, again, a mixed bag in his first month as a pitcher.
Yeah, he was his first year, he was 4-2 with a 3.31 ERA.
Yeah, but then he got better. Yeah. He got much better after those first 4 starts.
But he still averaged out a little bit. You know, like he wasn't mind-blowing as a pitcher.
Right. His first month was a mixed bag, and then he got good, like, the after that. But he got hurt also.
Yeah, so maybe he needs a little bit more time.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see
what
May
looks
like.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. You know, as the Dodgers have been losing series, okay, and they lost the series to the Padres, they lost to the Nationals, then they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets. And thankfully, if you're a Dodger fan, I mean, yesterday was a big recovery kind of a win, 10-0. But while that has happened, while they've dropped all these games, they're still in first place. I mean, just nobody has decided to come up and take it from them, and not that it really matters in early April.
Yeah.
But the Padres lost 2 out of 3 this past weekend to Toronto. And Arizona, who was in the World Series last year, they're hovering around 500.
Did they go up against Yusei Kikuchi?
I don't know. I don't know.
You say Kikuchi, man, was pitching great. I mean, yeah, he pitched great against the Yankees last week.
By
I don't
know if did Kikuchi you see did. That story about him that every time he wins, he celebrates with his teammates with this 300-year-old bottle of scotch?
I heard that,
that's
yes.
That's cool. That's
I saw
awesome.
That. Good yeah, it's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
You just mentioned the Yankees. You see what happened today at the Yankees?
Oh,
game?
Aaron Boone got thrown out because a fan said something.
Dude, I don't. It was the
so
most
actually,
confusing
you know what?
Thing.
Let's talk about that before, as we, you know, when we wrap up Radio Tinder, because I do think it's a hilarious thing that happened. If you could find the audio, it would be great because it's. You hear a lot of the umpire yelling at Boone. It is a hilarious thing, Cappy. Great point.
You hear that twice in one segment, Chris.
Chris, I mean, you've made three great points today.
I was reading something.
Yeah. Christopher, sorry. There Mike B has a bone to pick
with
you as well.
Yes. Do you want to do it now?
We can address it later. We got a break. So Cappy's got to talk about his friends at Coors first.
All right, go ahead,
I would
Cappy.
Love to.
I had a
I
Coors Light
to.
Over the weekend, actually.
So did I. How'd it go?
I mean, you know, I'm a Mick Ultra guy, but I enjoyed the Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors Light is just, it's crispy, it's clean, it's refreshing, it's light. It's what I like to call, in the beer world, it's crushable. You understand? Like, you could buy a six-pack of Coors Light, you could have it in the refrigerator, that silver bullet can will turn the mountains blue, and you could crush a six-pack, no problem. Hey, look, we love to chill here in Southern California, and there's a website that I want you to check out. It's cachoosechill.com, cachoosechill.com. Everywhere you drive around in Southern California, you are seeing those gigantic Coors Light signs. And again, I want you to visit that website, cachoosechill.com. So enjoy all that we have to offer here in Southern California, all of our teams battling for championships, and even if it's early in the season, controversies, if you will, for only being, you know, one game or two games over 500. Enjoy it all with Icy Cold Coors Light. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And when drinking that Icy Cold Coors Light, celebrate responsibly.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
4:34 in the Southland. Sit down with Cappy.
Oh, the Tonight Show.
5:30, remember, we go to the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off, which means we're moving Radio Tinder up, sucker. And we like to play a TV theme when we can. On this day in 1991, Johnny Carson announced he will retire from the Tonight Show.
Now, that is weird. That is wild, weird, wacky stuff. That I did not know.
And by the way, yes, that was a long time ago. DeAndre, you don't even know who Johnny Carson is, right?
Oh.
But on Pluto TV, they have the Tonight Show Johnny Carson channel.
Oh, yeah?
Just watch some of it. He was the greatest to ever do it. Well, Arsenio was pretty good, too.
I loved
but
Arsenio.
But a different time, you know, it was a different world. But still, yeah. Johnny Carson set
different
the
world, was a different show.
Yeah, it was a different show. Yeah. Anyway, you can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. And don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Is that the theme's out now? I want a little bit more. I want the end where the drum.
Ba-di-ba-ba-da.
Found it in the city of Downey, just like me. I wanted it for this part, D, when I say, take it away, producer Lindsay. Yeah, see, like I'm Ed McMahon.
Right. You are correct, oh, great one.
That's a great one, Johnny.
You are correct.
Thanks, Christopher.
Yes.
All right, so I don't know if you guys saw this Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney fight over the weekend. How could you not? It was all over everywhere.
I didn't see the actual fight, but I saw
the
highlights. Yeah.
All everything. The social media
Beto had
stuff.
A great
great view from when it, Ryan Garcia climbed the ring ropes. Yeah.
He was like as close as we were when we were at the Tequila Mandala fight night over in... What was the name of the place that
the hangar in Costa Mesa.
Yes, that was awesome. We were just as close as Beto. So anyway, he obviously stunned the boxing world with a major upset victory over Devin Haney over the weekend, and he apparently made a huge payday on top of what he was already slated to earn before the bout. So Garcia cashed out a $12 million winning ticket this morning after he bet $2 million on himself to win last night, which is awesome. So I guess this is more of like a theoretical type of question because you can't we can't bet on ourselves, you know, in that sense. But have you, like, can you think of a time where you actually bet on yourself and won big?
Yeah, I've bet on myself in my work life before and won pretty big. So, I mean, I think that, yeah, I mean, I think that he literally bet on himself and won big. But yeah, I have done that. I believe in that philosophy that if you feel like you're in a position where you just need a couple of opportunities to break your way, you have to do the math in your head. Hey, am I going to get these chances to do what I want to do? So yeah, in my career, I have placed many bets on myself. None more important than the first bet I placed on myself, where I took myself and paid my own way, at least initially, until they decided to pay for it later, to the Super Bowl, where I ended up meeting Andrew Ashwood, which ended up leading to my first big national job.
Yeah, babe.
So.
Yeah, babe.
I was in Houston setting up my own remote.
Yeah, babe.
Like Cappy in a dartboard.
Yeah.
Well, I've done the same thing. I actually did that in 2002, I want to say.
Yeah.
I went to 2000. I went to the Super Bowl also. I was like, I got to go down there, and I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do next in my career, and did the exact same thing. Bet on yourself. Went to Tampa, where I went to the Super Bowl. And I remember seeing Mike Greenberg, and I was on Radio Row, and I saw Mike Greenberg. I'm like, this freaking guy, really? Like, this guy? Like, they're blowing up this guy? And they were. And
I mean,
oh, come on, guys.
You still sound pretty jealous of
him. No, I'm not knocking him. I'm just like, but I just remember, like, seeing, like, Mike, because he was kind of early with Mike and Mike. You know what I mean? It was like really, really
well, remember,
early.
Remember, he replaced Tony because it was originally Bruno Gold.
Bruno and Gold,
Yeah, so yes, but betting on yourself, that's kind of cool. That's a lot of guts right there, because Ryan Garcia, as I recall, he was not the favorite to win the fight,
not
was he?
Not at all.
Yeah, $2 million, that's no joke. You know who's betting I want to follow is Dave Portnoy. He seems to win at everything he bets.
Yeah, but you have to remember he doesn't share his losses, really.
Well, I don't know if he does or he doesn't.
Floyd Mayweather does the same thing.
I'll tell you right now,
you always see the winning bets.
Boy, I'll tell you, he got some balls, though, you know what I mean? I mean, he bets $1 million on something. I'm like, damn, man, that's impressive.
I mean, Ipe was the same way. You don't hear about the winning.
That's true. Who was it? Was Ipe?
It was Ipe.
All right, what's next, Liz?
Get those tinfoil hats out. All right, so the Charlotte Hornets are actually interviewing your pal, J.J. Redick, for their head coaching job.
I just saw this. Shams Charania reported
it about 20 minutes ago. The 15-year
I'd be so
NBA,
upset.
They ought to hire him.
Well, I was going to... Cappy doesn't want to
see him on
ESPN.
Well, that means it won't be J.J. and Sedano ever.
Right. So do you guys think that J.J. Redick will get an NBA coaching job this offseason? Swipe left or swipe right?
It's the second time he's interviewed for a job, because he had the Raptors interview the first time. I wouldn't take the Charlotte job if I were him. Not that he's going to take my advice, but...
Even if it's the first job ever?
That's a bad job. I would not take a bad job. You may not get a chance at a great job right away, but that's a bad job. You know what I mean? Like, LaMelo is never healthy. You got to really believe in the organization. And here's the thing. That organization has been a disaster for a long time now. So I that's not a job I would take.
Let me give you just one piece of perspective here, though, on this J.J. Redick possibly becoming an NBA head coach. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets.
Oh,
hypothetical.
Here we go.
Hypothetical, okay? And let's say Coach Hamon gets axed, right? Now, LeBron...
We're going to smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Okay, well, don't
duck any
fade.
Oh, he's doing the podcast with J.J., right?
LeBron is doing the podcast with J.J., and these are the two smartest basketball minds on planet Earth here on Earth Day, okay? And so maybe what happens is the Lakers get swept, LeBron goes upstairs to Jeannie and says, listen, we need a fresh perspective. We need somebody that can really, really... Somebody that's a basketball savant, and we're not getting Kaplan because he's committed to Sedano. So guess what? I want J.J. Redick. If the Lakers job became available, LeBron might put J.J. Redick into that job.
I don't know. I think he might put Rondo in first.
Rondo. Yeah, he did suggest Rondo.
Why are you guys jumping to speculation that LeBron has ever decided a head coach? We know that's not true. He's never done that, right? He's never gotten coaches fired or hired other ones. No.
That's right. He says leave it up to the front office. That's not what he does.
I would just say, J.J., don't take the Charlotte job.
I say, J.J., hold out hope for the Laker job.
There'll be better jobs, is what I would say.
Yeah, like all the right. Laker job.
By the way, this segment What's that?
I heard that.
I said, yeah, like the Lakers, yeah.
Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium Civic tequila made from the finest mature agaves available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, to find a store or restaurant nearest you. Tequila Mandala, demand the extraordinary. All right, take it away, Lindsay. One more.
All right, last one here. So I noticed over the weekend, a couple Major League Baseball teams had their Bark in the Park night, and
I love Bark in the Park.
Right
do
now,
you really?
I do. I love Bark in the Park.
Well, that's what
I used to take my dogs back in the day.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. They're even doing it at the White Sox Twins game today. So I was going to ask, I know I've heard Travis, he's vehemently against the idea of bringing dogs in human spaces, and I think he may have even
Yeah, but they usually put them in specific sections.
Right. You have it's totally sectioned off by itself. If you want to be with the dogs, you can be with the dogs. So I was going to ask, are you guys a fan of Bark in the Park? And obviously you are, George.
I am. I have taken, when I had my other dog, Riley, I took him to Bark at the Park one time, and we had fun with
Benny?
Him. Well, we take Benny. I don't know. Are the Dodgers do? Do the Dodgers do that?
Yeah, they do. How is Benny, by the way?
You got to be careful, though. Dodgers say a lot of pit bulls are there. That's all.
No.
Benny,
we haven't gotten much of a Benny update. How's Benny? How's it going?
Benny, right. Benny overall
bite that
has
little
been,
dog in half.
Benny overall has been great, except he curls up to me too much when I'm trying to sleep.
Aw, he loves you.
And it's like, bro, but you're waking me up. You need to stop this. I need to, you know.
Be careful, Benny. He'll send you to Terminal 8.
I'm this close. Right. I've already told my wife.
Benny, go to hell.
Can we just put Benny in a bed down below?
He doesn't have a cage? Not a cage, but
a crate.
Yeah, a crate.
He's fine when he's in the crate by himself.
Crate is a cage.
Because when my wife had to take the kids to their activities on Saturday, she left. She didn't want to take Benny because he whines and he wants to be around
Sedano,
the kids.
Sedano, immediately that dog was in the crate.
No,
Sedano's home alone, crate.
Oh, yeah.
No. When he's
total
when he's
disciplinary.
With me.
Benny, I got to watch hoops, crate. Right.
No. Benny sits with me when I'm watching hoops.
Wait,
but she left him in the crate while she went out, because she didn't want him to get into anything. And she says she checked on the camera. She couldn't even hear him whining or anything. He was totally fine. So he's fine. It's just the only issue I have is the nighttime.
He's
okay. Huh?
He's too clingy.
He's a stage 4 clinger, you know?
Oh.
Wait, so I have a few questions here. So he sleeps in bed with you. Does he have his dog ramp or dog steps?
Yeah, he's got a dog ramp on the couch and on the bed.
So if you took that away, would he just sit at the bottom of the bed and cry until you brought him up on the bed? Because that's what
Yeah,
my
he'd
dog
whine, I'm
do.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way
he whines when my wife
jump on the bed or no?
No, he's too small.
No, he's too short. Okay. He's a wiener dog.
When my wife goes upstairs for something, just literally let's say she grabs clothes from the laundry room and takes them upstairs. He sits there because we have a gate that blocks the stairwell, and he's he starts barking or he whines. It's like, oh, come on, dude, she's right there. What are you doing? Enough with
you guys so much already. Sorry, you know how much I love dogs, so I just needed to check in.
Let's
Benny.
Go. Toughen up here, Benny.
Yeah.
Great, Benny. I got to watch hoops.
Benny's good with me watching hoops.
Is he going to sit on your lap next time you do the show from home? Can we get a Benny, Benny?
When my wife's been doing work from home, he's below her. You know what I mean? He sits below.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I have a problem with Bark in the Park because my dog doesn't get along with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Humans, dogs, nobody.
He's a biter.
He's a biter.
Anyway.
So I can't take Jack the Frenchie to any of these Bark in the Park things.
It's a liability for you.
Right, it is. I mean, I'm bound to get sued.
And you've already had enough issues in court.
Well, I have. That's true. Plus, don't forget, he once bit Rachel in the tuchus.
Right.
You know,
you can't have that.
He's a biter.
Yeah.
Chewy would love Bark in the Park.
All right, Cappy.
Chris, maybe you should walk Chewy to the Bark in the Park.
Go ahead. Keep it up.
Cappy, before we go to break and back to the Lakers, tell the folks about Price Picks. What do you got Price Picks tonight in this game?
So let me tell you tonight, thankfully, I had LeBron on Saturday to score more than 24.5 points. He scored 27.
27, yeah.
Now, tonight, Prize Picks gave you a free gift, right, because he flipped the switch. Prize Picks gave you a free gift tonight. They gave you Jokic for half a point. George, do you suppose Jokic is going to score a half a point tonight? I would think so.
I think so.
So that LeBron-Jokic play that I put together on Saturday, that's going to be a winner in about the first 30 seconds of the game. But I will tell you guys this right now. I'm calling on everybody in the circle of trust who is playing on Prize Picks. I need your help. I had Anthony Davis. He got it for me. But I had Luka to have more than 4.5 threes. He only had 4. I had D'Angelo Russell to score more than 15.5. He only scored 13.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, I'm not doing very well right now. So when you go on to Prize Picks, use the share button, okay, and tweet me your Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y, that's code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y, for a first deposit match of 100% up to $100. Get in the game, let's play together, share your picks, and let's win on Prize Picks.
By the way, I messed up on our TV theme for Radio Tinder. We should have played Who's the Boss theme, because today, or yesterday,
Angela!
Was Tony Danza's 73rd birthday. And of course, Tony Danza, sort of friend of the show.
Yeah, sort of. Not really.
He told us to F off.
He called his mother bleepers.
Way back when.
But hey, listen, anybody who tells you to F off, that's how you know you're close.
Anyway, more shenanigans coming up. Plus, I will tell you at some point before 5:30 how Sedano tried to pull a Cappy at the snack stand just now. Our company snack stand.
He tried to walk away
with the merch, and I caught him.
After I tried to pay three times, I wouldn't take my card.
Around here. Yeah.
I tried to tap.
Yeah, well, the tap didn't work. And I told him, slide that card in there, sucker.
I want to tap. Listen, three strikes, you're out on the tap, okay?
What do you got there, like some Skittles or something?
No, they're pistachios.
I got a Snickers bar. I was starving.
You had a Snickers bar?
What's wrong with that?
Come on.
I'm not like you. I'm not insecure about my weight. I'm fine being a heavy boy.
All right, Cappy, let's hear from Coach Hamon on the other side, because he said some stuff that pissed Laker fans off.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
8 minutes in front of 5 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday, back in 1990, the number one hit, Sinead O'Connor.
May she rest in peace.
Yes, we lost her recently. Nothing compares to you, Cappy. You remember this joint?
Oh, I remember.
When you were riding around in your Honda Civic?
Nothing compares.
It was a Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nothing compares to you.
It's also Earth Day, I think, as you mentioned earlier.
I saw a great picture in the COT of you and Bergman on Earth Day and Mason.
Yeah.
And everybody said that I was going to be jealous because of the way you guys were hugging up on each other.
Well, our faces were rubbing. Well, that was from the night of Mandy's, too.
Who created that? Was that Grant in L.A.?
Who created the picture? Yeah. No, the picture's real.
No, I'm saying who made the mashup?
Crypto Ray, I believe.
Oh, it's Crypto Ray?
Oh, Crypto Ray's getting into that now?
The general.
Photoshop?
Yeah.
That guy's got his hand in everything.
Yeah.
He's the general.
By the way, how did Weedchella do or whatever?
Dude, I don't know. The pictures,
were amazing.
Yeah. Between our friend Chris Ray, Ward. Yeah. Chris Ward and Casper Villa and the vice president of Handsome Man.
The Green Cross in Torrance.
I was going to go, but I was just, my sinuses on Friday were a disaster.
Omar Lopez.
I need some like real medication for my sinuses. It's been a month and a half.
I do all the OTC stuff. I told you.
I get the Navage. I'm going to buy the Navage.
The Navage is amazing, but the thing that worked yesterday morning, finally, was just the straight Arm & Hammer saline spray.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the Navage.
Oh, it's intense.
It's intense.
Because you're watching what comes out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it looks like a Buick hubcap comes out, and sometimes nothing comes out, and you're like, why is it nothing?
Yeah. What is Navage? I don't understand.
It's the one you see on television where, so other than like the neti pot, where you have to pour it yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about.
This one's like a box.
And it's like a machine.
And you stick it right in there.
Ew.
And both nostrils.
It shoots water through one, and then pulls it out the other. And then you, about half through the water, you flip it.
Well, that sounds good.
And then
you
shoot it the other way.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And a lot, especially when you're congested. But really, you're supposed to do it every day at the end of the day, because that's where everything gets in there.
Yeah.
Your nose is the ultimate filter, much like your liver is the filter for everything inside.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're watching.
Why you point at your butt.
Well, the liver's right here. It's right here.
Yeah.
You get a Navage for your
I was wondering, where's your liver?
Yeah.
Liver! Anyway. Your nose.
I love the Navage.
Is where, you know, especially for me, I'm riding on trains and subways. Think about all the stuff that's getting
me too,
in there.
Planes.
Yeah, planes.
Well,
yeah.
So wait, do you use it, George, or do you have
No, I want to buy it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got to get it.
Chris is into the Navage. He's been selling it.
I think that you should buy it and you should go live with your first experience.
We can Navage together.
Yeah.
Navage, you know, live
sounds
Navage.
Like some kind of a bread in a Mediterranean restaurant to me, Navage.
Does it make a mess?
No, actually, it's much easier than the 95.
It's self-contained.
Because it's all contained. And you get a little travel kit.
And you just like toss it.
And then you look at it afterwards?
No, you can look at it, but you pour the water out.
You got to look at it.
And then you put new distilled water, right?
You got to look at it.
So this is the other thing. The great thing about, remember Neti Pot, they ask you to warm up water and stuff?
Yeah, the distilled water, yeah.
This is, they have the salt pods.
Oh.
They come with it.
Oh, okay.
And you just buy the refill pods at like CVS or whatever. So you could just use regular water from the tap.
I have the Neil Med where you have like, you put the little, you rip the little thing and you put the saline in it.
That's what I got. Neil Med. Neil Med.
Guys, step up to the Navash.
All right. It's like $100 this Navash.
It's worth every penny, honestly.
Okay.
The problem is, I don't think I was Navaging enough.
We're so old. We're talking about the Navage.
I didn't Navage enough leading into this sickness. Then it got me, and I've just been, for the last month, fighting it.
I'm going to get a Navage this weekend.
The person who suggested it to me, Matt Mallon, our old GSM, many years ago, it was really the last time I was sick, like bad. He's like, dude, you got to get on the Navage train.
Yeah.
And I did. Every day seems like a lot.
The Navage train.
Let me tell you something. If you Navage and you drink lemon water, warm, hot lemon water with a little cayenne pepper in the morning, bam, you won't get sick. It's when you let up. I let up at the beginning.
You let up
on
the Navage.
I let up on the Navage and the water and the lemon water.
They have
water.
A travel Navage?
No, it's you get a travel kit. You just put it in your suitcase.
All right.
Or you can put it in your carry-on.
Mm. All right.
Mm. Or you could just Navage in every town.
Yeah.
Just go to the Walgreens and buy a Navage in every town.
No, I can't do that. That's a lot of money just leaving them in every town.
Navage money all over the place. Yeah.
Hey, George, you said you wanted to go to Coach Ham, but before you do,
I Navage in a hotel room while Cappy was asleep. He didn't even know I Navage.
I had no idea. I'm a good sleeper. Hey, real quick, before you go to Coach Ham, I am getting a lot of people sending me their prize picks for tonight. Do you assume that LeBron's going to have another big offensive performance tonight?
I mean, he better.
25.5, more or less.
See, but I think more assists for LeBron.
Okay, maybe I should play.
What is his assist numbers?
I would have to look that up.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to play
Jokic.
You're
always focusing on points.
I'm going to focus on Jokic to go over more than 28 points.
Look at what the assists are, Cappy. Because, you know, he's like the only Laker ever to average 25-5-5 in the playoffs.
How about this? LeBron tonight, 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
And they'll still, I mean, no, they're going to win.
8.5 assists, George. 8.5. What do you think? Eight and a half assists?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good bet.
I don't know. I like
what
the
is the number?
Rebounds. 8.5 assists.
No, what's the total number?
41.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
For them to have a shot to win, he's going to have to get 43 points there. In those categories.
Okay,
so,
well, then I'm going to take it.
All right.
I'm going to take it.
There That's the magic number. 27-8-8 is what he needs for them to
he can do it.
To have a shot to win.
All right.
He's going to turn the light on.
Just play
the switch.
He's probably going to.
Yeah. I'll turn the light on. That was a bad song.
Yeah. By the way, let's just save Coach Ham and his commentary for our last segment because we're going to do Big Deal or No Deal at 5:15. Coach Ham has said some stuff that our friend Jovan Buha put out on Twitter, and it drew the ire of Laker fans, let's just say. But we'll have the entire context with the audio, okay? And I will explain, because Dead Meow's already going after him. He's already quote-tweeted the Jovan Buha tweet, and it's like, Dead Meow, I understand, you are the untrained eye, and I'm going to explain to you why it is that you don't get
I need the job that Dead Meow has, because he tweets all day long.
You're right.
And he's in the YouTube chat.
Does
he do? What job? Because he said he's in finance.
Yeah.
I hope he's not in charge of somebody's money, because he's got no time. He's tweeting all day.
Yeah. Dead Meow's in finance?
That's what he said.
Nuh-uh.
He said that when we were going through the Ohtani thing.
Really?
That he was in finance, so he knew.
He knew.
Does that mean he's a bookie?
Yeah. He might be.
You know, he understood the Ohtani thing, and he's in finance?
All right, Coach Ham got people all riled up. We'll tell you what he said next. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. Guys, if you're a parent, we all want what's best for our kids, right? And choosing a dentist can be challenging. But here's the deal. Children's Dental Fun Zone is the place for you and your family. You know why? It's got fun in the name. Kids want to have fun, okay? Someone out there, you need someone out there you can have that you can trust with your children and their teeth, okay? Teeth are important, man. And you know what? I'm not talking about just like kids like who are like toddlers or whatever. I'm talking about first tooth. Get them to the dentist already. Like, you can't even mess around. Like, you got to get them there quick. So I got to tell you more about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. They got 17 locations across Southern California to choose from. So whether you're in LA County, you know, wherever you are in LA County, the Valleys, whatever, they got you covered. The OC, they got locations. IE, they got locations. You're good to go with 17 locations across the Southland for Children's Dental Fun Zone, where they specialize in children's dentistry and orthodontics with state-of-the-art equipment and personal attention your kids deserve. So here's the deal at Children's Dental Fun Zone. Here's how they make it fun for the kids. They got movies while the kids are getting their work done, iPads, toys for the kids to play with, all sorts of stuff. I'm telling you, if I wish this stuff existed when I was a kid because I was terrified to go to the dentist. You go to Children's Dental Fun Zone, the kids are having a blast. So trust me when I tell you, they're going to have a blast with you too. All right? So bring the kids to Children's Dental Fun Zone. For the parents, they accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. So to book your child's next appointment or their first appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, don't wait. Go to their website, cdfzone.com. That's cdfzone.com, Children's Dental Fun Zone. Or you can call them 800-717-KIDS. That's 800-717-KIDS.